terribly sorry I was late. Lunch was long, and I couldn't find a cab. Where's Miss Caswell? Shall we start? Oh, hello, Eve.
Hello, Miss Janet.
How are you making out in Mr. Fabian's office? Now, Max, I don't want you working this child too hard just because you promised. As you see, I kept my promise, too.
It's all over.
What's all over?
The audition. Eve read with Miss Caswell.
Eve? Oh, how enchanting. However did you two get the idea of letting Eve read Miss Caswell?
Well, she's your understudy.
Eve, my understudy? I had no idea.
Oh, I thought you knew. She was put on over a week ago.
It seems inconceivable. I've never seen her backstage, but of course, with so many people loitering about, well, well. So Eve is not working for Max, after all. Max, you sly puss.
Childish little game of cat and mouse.
Not mouse, never mouse. If anything, rat.
This genius, of course, making a far-off call out of a perfectly innocent misunderstanding at both.
Perfectly innocent. Men are being angels. I'm lying. A cat behind my back. Accused of reading your silly dialogue. Is it with a holy gospel?
I never said it was.
When you listen as if someone else had written your play, whom do you have in mind? Arthur.
What on earth have you done to yourself?
Oh, nothing. I just ordered a new dress from London. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no. But do you think there's something right for you? It doesn't seem your type at all.
Don't you like it?
Then what have you put under your hair? Oh, I see. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm sorry. You look lovely, lovely. That's very nice.
Is that your current form of employment? Please, are you more famous for your work in movies than on stage? Hmm? Mm-hmm. What's that?
I have imagined.
Closed it before I left the room. You opened it yourself, didn't you? You've always wanted to see this room, haven't you, madam? Why did you never ask me to show it to you? I was ready to show it to you every day. It's a lovely room, isn't it? Loveliest room you've ever seen. Everything is kept just as Mrs. De Winter liked it. Nothing has been altered since that last night. Come. Show you her dressing room. This is where I keep all her clothes. You would like to see them, wouldn't you?
feel this. It was a Christmas present from Mr. De Winter. He was always giving her expensive gifts, the whole year round. I keep her underwear on this side. They were made specially for her by the nuns in the convent of St. Clair. I always used to wait up for her, no matter how late. Sometimes she and Mr. De Winter didn't come home until dawn. While she was undressing, she told me about the party she'd been to. She knew everyone that mattered. Everyone loved her. When she'd finished her bath, she'd go into the bedroom.
Thank you. Thank you.